Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Government holds all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju says coordination between government and opposition needed for smooth conduct of business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to UK and Maldives from Wednesday. India developing a new multi-stage malaria vaccine for protection against human infection and community transmission. Met Department issues alert for heavy to very heavy rain in Kerala, coastal Karnataka and Uttarakhand today. In Vietnam, death toll rises to 38 in tourist boat capsizing incident in Ha Long Bay. India's Murali Sri Shankar clinches long jump title at Portugal Athletics meet, and in fourth ranking wrestling series in Budapest, India bags 8 medals including 3 gold. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, the government today held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened by the government to seek cooperation from the opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, chaired the meeting in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were present. Besides Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, T.R. Balu from DMK and Sanjay Singh from AAP attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said coordination between government and opposition is needed for smooth conduct of business.
कई अहम मुद्दे हैं जिस पे सब पार्टी ने अपना विचार रखा है कि सदन में चर्चा होना चाहिए तो हम तो खुले दिल से चर्चा के लिए तैयार हैं नियम के तहत और परंपरा के तहत हम चलते हैं हम नियम और परंपरा को बहुत अहमियत देते हैं इसलिए हर विषय को चर्चा करेंगे लेकिन नियम और परंपरा के तहत सरकार की ओर से हम लोग ने सारा पॉइंट्स नोट किए हैं हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले इसके लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिलकर के हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा
The monsoon session begins from tomorrow and will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses. During the session, important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. The News Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of Parliament tonight. The programmes, issues before Parliament on Akashvani Rainbow and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashvani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. These programmes will also be available on our website newsonair.gov.in and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will visit the United Kingdom from 23rd to 24th July at the invitation of his UK counterpart Keir Starmer. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. They will also exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Mr. Modi is also expected to call on His Majesty King Charles III. In his second leg of the visit, Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives from the 25th of this month at the invitation of the Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizzo. He will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. During the visit, he will meet the Maldivian President and hold discussions on issues of mutual interest. The two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. India is developing a multi-stage malaria vaccine candidate named Advalcivax. The vaccine aims to provide protection against human infection, while also reducing vector-borne community transmission of the parasite. Advalcivax is the first indigenous recombinant chimeric malaria vaccine specifically designed to target two critical stages of Plasmodium falciparum, the parasite responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The Indian Council of Medical Research, in partnership with the Department of Biotechnology, National Institute of Immunology, is currently developing this malaria vaccine candidate. A report.
The vaccine has shown excellent efficacy in the preclinical stage of development. As an indigenously developed vaccine candidate, fulfilling the Make in India mandate, Advalcivax holds the potential to contribute substantially toward malaria eradication by preventing infection and minimizing community transmission. ICMR intends to license the technology for Advalcivax to eligible organizations and manufacturers for further development, manufacture, and commercialization under non-exclusive agreements. This approach aims to enable wider outreach and maximize public health benefits. The vaccine candidate is in its early research and development phases and is not yet available for any clinical use or commercialization. With Anand Kumar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Berry has attributed India's progress across various Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, to a dual strategy of robust social safety nets and growth-oriented reforms. Speaking at a high-level side event titled SDGs, Keeping Up the Momentum for Agenda 2030, hosted by India's permanent mission to the UN in collaboration with Niti Aayog at United Nations headquarters in New York, Berry noted that 240 million Indians exited multidimensional poverty between 2013-14 and 2022-23. He added, during the same period, social protection coverage more than doubled. Berry stated that India is on track to meet its health-related SDG targets, particularly maternal, child and infant mortality, well before the 2030 deadline. In Punjab, the last rites of the world-renowned oldest marathon runner, Fauja Singh, were performed with state honours at his native village Bias in Jalandhar district this afternoon. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria and Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann were among those who bid the final adieu to the legendary marathoner. 114 years old, Fauja Singh had died in a road accident near his village on 15th July. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a likelihood of very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka today. Forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall has also been made for several areas in southern states, north, northwest and northeastern regions, as also in Chhattisgarh, Goa, Lakshadweep, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, Saurashtra, Kutch and Telangana today. In Delhi NCR, heavy rainfall is likely to prevail over the next 2 to 3 days. In Kerala, an orange alert has been issued for Ernakulam to Kasaragod and yellow alert for Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha and Kottayam districts. In Uttarakhand, in view of the heavy rain alert, all district administrations have been instructed to remain vigilant. More details from our Dehradun correspondent.
According to the Met Department, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at some places in Nainital, Udham Singh Nagar, Champawat and Pauri Garhwal districts today. Meanwhile, an orange alert has been issued for tomorrow at isolated parts of Dehradun, Tehri, Pauri and Haridwar districts for heavy rain. In light of the warning for heavy rainfall and strong winds, the general public is advised to remain cautious and avoid unnecessary travel. Meanwhile, most parts of the state are experiencing cloudy weather today. All routes leading to the Chardham pilgrimage remains open and the yatra is proceeding smoothly. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
In Vietnam, the death toll has climbed to 38 following the capsizing of a tourist boat in Ha Long Bay as search and rescue operations continue for those still missing. The incident occurred yesterday and the vessel encountered a powerful storm that swept through the area, causing it to lose contact with authorities before sinking. The cruise boat was carrying 53 people, including 5 crew members and 48 tourists, many of whom were reportedly young people and children. Despite adverse weather conditions and heavy rainfall, rescue teams have managed to save 10 people from the waters. Ukraine has proposed to hold a new round of peace talks with Moscow next week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this in his evening address to the nation yesterday. He said everything should be done to achieve a ceasefire. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov emphasized that Moscow favors a diplomatic resolution to the Ukraine conflict and is ready to negotiate. On the 15th of this month, Russia rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's 50-day ultimatum to agree to a Ukraine ceasefire, dismissing the threat of severe tariffs as unacceptable. International Moon Day is being observed today to commemorate the historic Apollo 11 mission when humans first set foot on the moon on July 20 in 1969. The United Nations General Assembly officially recognized this observance in 2021 following a recommendation by the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, a report.
The day celebrates global achievements in lunar exploration and promotes international cooperation, sustainable space practices, and the peaceful use of lunar resources. Across the world, the occasion is observed through public events, sky-gazing sessions, educational outreach, and science competitions aimed especially at inspiring young people's interest in space science. The theme for 2025, One Moon, One Vision, One Future, highlights the spirit of global unity and shared ambition in the continued exploration of the moon. India also has made remarkable strides in lunar exploration, from Chandrayaan-1's discovery of water molecules on the moon in 2009 to Chandrayaan-3's successful landing near the lunar south pole in 2023. India has demonstrated its prowess in cost-effective and innovative space missions. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
At the ongoing fourth ranking wrestling series underway in Budapest, Hungary, Indian women grapplers bagged a silver and a bronze medal yesterday. Priya Malik demonstrated exceptional skill in the 76 kilogram weight category, winning a silver medal after losing a close contest against Brazil's Martins Machado 3-4. Asian champion Manisha added a bronze medal to the tally, emerging from the repechage. Manisha defeated Christina Sazikina in the bronze medal bout. India now have an overall tally of 8 medals, including 3 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze. In some more sports news, in athletics, Murali Srishankar has clinched the long jump title at the Portugal Sports Meet with a leap of 7.75 meters last night. The event is part of the World Athletics Continental Tour bronze level meet. The Asian Games silver medalist recorded his winning jump in the second round after opening with a 7.63 meter effort. Poland's Piotr Tarkowski secured second, while Australia's Chris Mitrewski finished in the third place. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia led the Fit India Sundays on Cycle campaign at Banaras Hindu University in Varanasi today. The union minister said all educational institutions have conveyed the message of Nasha Mukti through Sundays on Cycles in more than 6,000 places.
आज सारे देश की सभी एजुकेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ने 6,000 से अधिक स्थानों पर संडे ऑन साइकिल करके नशा मुक्ति का संदेश दिया है मोदी जी ने फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट चलाई संडे ऑन साइकिल के द्वारा देश के युवा फिट रहे देश के युवा स्वस्थ रहे देश के युवा देश के लिए काम करे और समृद्ध भारत का निर्माण करे ये लक्ष्य के साथ हर संडे ऑन साइकिल होती है
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government holds all-party meeting in New Delhi ahead of monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju says coordination between government and opposition needed for smooth conduct of business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to UK and Maldives from Wednesday. India developing a new multi-stage malaria vaccine for protection against human infection and community transmission. Met Department issues alert for heavy to very heavy rain in Kerala, coastal Karnataka and Uttarakhand today. In Vietnam, death toll rises to 38 in tourist boat capsizing incident in Ha Long Bay. India's Murali Srishankar clinches long jump title at Portugal Athletics meet. And in fourth-ranking wrestler series in Budapest, India bags 8 medals including 3 gold. And with that, we end the Midday News.